Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden, and this is a place where you can be able to come and get information on how to receive athletic scholarships. All right, you get skills, you get tips, you get strategies to how to put yourself, how to market your son or daughter and put them in the best light possible to have them get an offer. All right, to get some form of college paid for it. This is the place to be. Also, I want to remind you to make sure you take advantage of our Scholarship Athlete Scorecard. A link is in the show notes. You go there. It's a quiz. It's about 3 to 4 minutes long and lets you know exactly where you are, exactly the information that you need to help push your son or daughter to get a scholarship. So take advantage of it. Okay, it's a scorecard. It's in the show notes. All right, so I was at a showcase event this past weekend. And it was the Under Armour and FBU showcase. It was a camp on Saturday, the FBU camp, and you had the Under Armour combine showcase, right? And so this is a chance for me. So I was one of the coaches. They reach out to a bunch of NFL guys who played the game, played at a high level, had a lot of success, and you're a coach. So you get to be there and you get to share your information, the things that helped you along the way. You get to share that with these young high school kids. And so I was fortunate enough to be on the staff. And, you know, it's really cool. I get to conversate. I get to connect with a bunch of my old teammates and you know, competitors that, you know, my rivals. I used to go against them, right? And so, you know, we get a chance to connect. And some of them, you know, they went on to coach at the collegiate level and some, you know, at the pro level. But I'm always looking to get information, right? And, you know, information that can help you guys. So I was asking one of the guys who used to be a GA, a graduate assistant, and then he went on to coach at the D1 level. And so I'm talking to him and I ask him different questions about, like, what does it look like with the recruiting? How do kids, what do they need to do to put their best step forward? And it was very interesting. There was a couple of things. I'm going to share them with you today. Okay. He said, the first thing is these athletes need to understand that social media, especially X, formerly Twitter, that's their first point of contact. That's how they know that you are alive, that they know that you are out there. Okay, so make sure, he said, make sure that they have their name. All right, not no Big Daddy 75, none of that BS. Their name, they can have their birth year, they can have a, you know, their number, but whatever that is, make sure it's their name. So at Alex Molden. There's no other Alex Moldens out there. So mine is pretty easy. If you have a at Cliff Harris, there's might be a lot of Cliff Harrises out there. So at Cliff Harris 21 or USA or something that's, you know, something that's pretty easy. Okay. He said, so that's number one. And then on their profile, make sure they have their year, so their grad year, GPA, their measurements, right? Height and weight, what position they are, any accomplishments, first team All-State, number five receiver in the state, any of that type of stuff, have that there. And then here's the big point, the big part of this is their highlight. Their highlight has got to be clean, 2 to 3 minutes. Their first 30 seconds, you better have your best stuff out there. Because these coaches, even the grad assistants, they don't have time. They don't have time because they're getting sent. They're getting tagged hundreds of times, if not thousands, per week. So they don't have time to sift through all this stuff. You got to be clean. You got to be correct so you can at least get on the radar. Okay. And here was something that was very interesting to me. He said, Alex, these kids, if they're trying to get on the radar and they have a good highlight tape, they need to not tag the head coach of a D1 school. Don't tag him on that. Don't tag the position coach. They get too much of that. How do you stand out? And how do you understand the big thing, which is the funnel? Okay? You have to understand this. Schools, Division I, okay, even Division II schools, there's a certain way of going about things, and it's a funnel. Okay? If you're trying to go to the top and send it to the head coach, they're not going to see it. Okay? You have to do a little bit of research. So here's what you would need to do. Here's what he told me. He said, Alex, they need to do some research. They need to go to the school's website, and then they need to go, let's say if it's football, because this works for any and every sport. But if it's football, you need to go in there and you look at the recruiting department. So the football recruiting department, you look in there, and then you look at who's the graduate assistants. They should have their email, or they're most likely it has their Twitter account or X account. You get their information, right? So you can put in a little Excel spreadsheet or whatever, and then you tag them. Yeah, right? You tag the GAs. So if you have a highlight and you want to get it out there, and let's say you want to go, you're checking out, man, university or UNLV. I want to go to UNLV. I think that's a good fit for me. I would go to their website, find out who's in their recruiting department. And I wouldn't tag like the head person. I would tag graduate assistants, GAs. Tag them. Okay, because what happens is, they get your information. You get in front of them. They see the rant. He's a good enough athlete. No, he's not. He's not our type. He doesn't have the speed or the size, whatever, right? But you go and you add them. You tag them. And what happens is they'll get their eyes on it. They'll see, okay, he's our type of guy. They'll put you on a list, kind of like a big board, right? And then they will send that to the position coach, either the position coach or the coach who's in charge of recruiting that area that you're in. And then from there, that position coach will take a look. He'll see some things. There might be a little bit deeper in, you know, what type of grade you have, what type of speed you have. If you've been to, you know, these different showcase camps where, like Under Armour, they have, it's called the UC report, so underclassmen report. And these Division I schools, all of them except for Iowa, they pay money. They pay big money to get this report. So then they know exactly how fast you are, what your vertical is, what your shuttle run is. And so they know this ahead of time. That's a beautiful thing. Then they can be able to put you on the board and be, okay, let's recruit him. And then from there, then it goes up to the head coach. Now the head coach, you get in front of him with your film. Now that's a whole different ball game. Okay, so the funnel, stop tagging these head coaches or even position coaches. Tag a GA that's in the recruiting department of the sport that you're in. Tag them, and then you get put in the funnel. Okay, so that was a huge insight for me while I was out there coaching and, you know, connecting with some of my old rivals and teammates, you know, who have played or coached at the collegiate level. So that was pretty cool, and I wanted to come and share that with you guys. Okay. So make sure you check it out. The Scholarship Athlete Scorecard takes about 3 to 4 minutes. It's about 15 questions and just lets you know where you are in the recruiting process and if you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. And if not, then here are some different guidelines that you need to follow. So take advantage of it. All right. I'll see you next week. Peace.